Podcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, this is your New Constructs Weekly Market Update. Visit us at newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor, and market veteran, David Trainer.
Isn't it curious how a stock can actually be up while the market's down right after report that its quarterly sales fell 7%? That happens to, you know, one of these crazy overvalued binge buying stocks like Netflix or Apple or Salesforce.com, LinkedIn, Workday, NetSuite. Just take a list of all our danger zone stocks. Any of those see a quarterly decline of 7% and that stock goes down 17% probably. But when you're buying stocks based on intelligent risk reward, when you're buying stocks where the bad news is already priced in so that you're not going to see a decline in the stock price when bad news comes out, that's when you're making smart investment decisions. And that's what our research is all about. Understanding risk reward. Stocks that make our most attractive list are companies who see strong and high return on invested capital while also seeing increasing cash flows. Sometimes increasing compounded annually for 10, 15 years at double-digit rates. And yet their valuations imply that their profits will never grow again. Sometimes their valuations imply that the profits will permanently decline by 10, 20, 30, 40%. And for a stock like McDonald's that reported quarterly sales decline of 7% today, and to see the stock slightly up while the market's down soon after that report, right here near the open, that's impressive. That says a lot. And that's why the stock's been recommended by us. That's why I hold it in my hedge fund. Because the expectations baked into McDonald's stock price are extremely low. Right now, the current price implies that the profits will never grow. That McDonald's, who's grown profits compounded annually over the last 15 years at a double-digit rate consistently, right now the valuation says it'll never grow its profits. I find that hard to believe. And people who say that the hamburger's dead, you know what? I agree with you. Because McDonald's doesn't just sell hamburgers. Now, do they sell one of the best? Dollar for dollar? Probably one of the best. And will they continue to sell them? As long as people are buying them. But try going to McDonald's in rural Texas. What are you going to see on the menu, you think? Burritos. Breakfast burritos. Regular burritos. Huevos rancheros. Things that you can only typically buy in those parts of the world. People forget they've got a dynamic menu. They sell smoothies now. Kids get fruit with their Happy Meals instead of French fries. Will they still say French fries? Yeah, some people still think those are the best French fries in the world. You know, I don't know. I don't eat French fries that much myself. But I tell you this, McDonald's is not all about the hamburger and French fries and the Coke. Now, there's a big demographic of people that still loves it and they do a great job of it, but they've got a diverse menu. And you know what's amazing is that diverse menu, you know, has been around for a long time, but it's the execution. You know, ask someone, how many times have you ever been to McDonald's and not been pleased with what's been delivered? And think about how consistently that has been the case for decades. I went to McDonald's recently and they nailed everything. I admit I don't go that often. We don't eat much fast food in general, ever. But that's the only fast food place I think I probably stepped foot in the last 5 years, 10 years. I take that back. I stopped at a Hardee's once on a road trip. I stopped at another McDonald's once on a road trip. Anyway, point is, I care about eating healthy food. And I think if McDonald's cares about making money, and a big part of making money is not just selling comfort food, it's selling food that everybody else wants to buy. That's why you can buy sandwiches there too. But the point is, don't get caught up in the headlines, because the headlines have pushed this stock down to a level, an absurd level, that says they'll never grow profits again. And if you think that the competition is horning in on McDonald's and taking market share and taking profits, think again. We've done the analysis. Look at my blog for our latest article on McDonald's, talking about the value of that stock, and we look at the competition. and we look at the return on invested capital for McDonald's versus the competition, and it's 2 and 3 times higher. What does that mean? That means McDonald's has room in their margins and their business to sell at lower prices than their competitors consistently for a long time. And all McDonald's profits have done is keep going up, even while Burger King and Wendy's and a lot of these other startup fast food places or fancy food kind of comfort food places, whether it's a Starbucks or Panera, all McDonald's has done is make money while those guys have killed themselves on promotions. Starbucks is the exception there, but the ones more focused on food, not profitable, not cash flows. Taco Bell's and those guys, they're just trying to do what they can to take some share, and it's cost them on the bottom line. Meanwhile, McDonald's just hums along, still super profitable. That's the beauty of this franchise. It's got scale. They know merchandising. They're like the Walmart of fast food. They've done it consistently for years, and the valuation right now is the opposite story of what I talked about in my last podcast, when I talked about how understanding the expectations baked into stock prices can help you avoid owning landmines or stocks that'll blow up your portfolio. And our mutual fund coverage looks at the same thing. We'll highlight any landmines in the mutual fund because our mutual fund ratings are based on cash flows, based on the expectations baked into all the stock prices held by the mutual fund. We'll show you exactly what percentage of that fund is baked in, is invested in stocks that could blow up. Right, but on the other hand, our valuation analysis will help you identify stocks that are effectively almost incapable of blowing up because the expectations baked into their stock prices are so low. And McDonald's is a great example of that. The price to economic book value ratio is 1.0. The stock price equals the economic book value. That's what 1.0 means. And since the economic book value represents the no growth value of the stock, or for those of you who want to get deeper into the math, the perpetuity value of the existing cash flows, net of cash, debt, pension liabilities, option liabilities, non-operating assets, deferred compensation, deferred taxes, deferred assets, deferred tax liabilities, deferred tax assets, all that stuff, all the adjustments that we make that make us the best forensic accounting and earnings quality firm in the world. After all those adjustments, the value of the economic book value or the perpetuity value of the cash flows is equal to the stock price. So effectively, the stock price is saying it believes the cash flows will never grow from where they are today. That's cheap. That's good risk reward, especially when it's married up with high returns on invested capital and growing economic earnings. And that's why McDonald's gets a very attractive rating from us. And that's how you got to get a very attractive rating from New Constructs. When we give you a very attractive rating, you know you can trust that you're getting good risk-reward advice. And in a world where you cannot predict the future, the best you can do is position yourself to be with good risk-reward. Low downside risk, high upside potential. That's the intelligent way to be an investor. If you're speculating, well, then I can't really give you any advice because it has nothing to do with risk-reward. It has to do with charts and the day-to-day psychology of the market, and of particular stocks. And you know what? Some people can make money doing that and take my hat off to them. But it's dangerous and it's not as hard as it seems. Not as easy as it seems. And I've got friends that were day traders and traders for a long time. And some of these guys got wiped out. They made a lot of money in the early days when nobody was doing it. But those trades are crowded. Every E-Trade, every Fidelity, every Scottrade, every one of these major online brokers, what are they giving people for free? Technical analysis. It's a crowded trade. It's harder and harder to make money. You differentiate yourself by focusing on cash flow. Understanding the difference between what the company's telling you, what the actual cash flows are. That's how you do well in this business in the long term. And I think in the near term, it's also going to be how you do well. As I've said on a prior podcast, we're no longer in the go-go days. Zero interest rate policy is effectively exhausting its influence on markets. That's why we're starting to see things crack in Europe. And the cracks aren't just economic. They're social. What we saw in France and the terrorism there, I think that's a byproduct of the long-term discontent of the underemployed. A year or so, year and a half ago, we were seeing riots in France by millennials who had a hard time finding jobs. That's a perfect breeding ground for terrorism. And they're not all going to become terrorists, but there's going to become a few. That's what the terrorists' propaganda preys on, discontent. Give them a reason to hate their country. They're not being treated fairly. All that stuff. And that's going to have long-term economic consequences as well. Because the terrorism and the instability it creates is going to hurt businesses, hurt travel, hurt everything. Anyway, my point is, at the end of the day, you got to be productive. To earn your keep, to make a contribution to society, to deserve what you get. And the way to be productive as an investor is not to make bets, not to speculate, but to understand cash flows. And it's hard work, it's extremely difficult and time consuming because it's a competitive business. Why do you think Bill Gross was able to put $700 million into his Janus fund? Why do you think he's that rich? Because he doesn't work hard? Because he reads charts all day? Or because he just spends his time on his weekends and after hours looking at his portfolio? He's not an amateur, he's a professional. And there are hundreds and thousands of professionals like him spending 60, 70, 80 hours a week trying to get an edge on the market, trying to make money in the market. So if you're not a professional and you don't have that kind of time, be honest with yourself and recognize that you need to take care to not get duped by what's available to the typical amateur. Go do some diligence. Our research is priced so inexpensively that if you're investing more than $5,000 or $10,000, it is a no-brainer. Why put your head in the sand and ignore all that critical information that's in the footnotes that the SEC is desperate to pore over, that the Financial Accounting Standards Board relies on me to provide them so they can actually have a better understanding of where the loopholes are and where companies are exploiting them? Trust me, we have some of the top wealth management and hedge funds in the world using our data. They get direct data feeds. They get access to models. These are all sort of institutional services. The folks like the people at the SEC and major institutional investors, they have access to that. But you have access to the same ratings. The same ratings as they do. It's all the same. Now, they want more sophisticated sort of higher-end data and modeling tools. You don't really need that. What you do need is to check our rating to make sure that that stock's not about to blow up, that that company is not playing with its earnings or monkeying with its earnings, and that its valuation is not wildly out of control. You need to do that if you want to be safe, if you want to be diligent, if you want to fulfill fiduciary responsibilities. We're not only going to warn you about the bad ones, we're going to tell you the good ones, and McDonald's is one of those. That's why we own it in our own hedge fund portfolio. Thank you, and have a great weekend.